Hello, this is Terrion Wilborn from Madison Senior High School, and I am here with
Mrs. Terrion Fenoy, principal of Madison Junior High School.
Okay, I have a couple questions for you today. Okay, so let's talk about Madison. Where is your family mainly from?
My family is mainly from East St. Louis, Illinois.
So how long have you lived or been in the Madison area then?
I have been in the Madison area since 2004. What is this, 2023? So is that like 19 years? Mm-hmm. I came here as an instructional coach at Harris Elementary School at the time, which was a K-3 building.
Okay, now what can you tell us about your experience with Madison, the Madison area?
Well, I guess I have to start by saying it has been very positive. I think Madison is a small town of wonderful people. A lot of great connections here. A lot of people are related. It's really a family-like town. Coming from East St. Louis, which is a much larger city, we don't have as many small neighborhoods. We have larger neighborhoods of people here in Madison. There's really two sides of town. There's West Madison, and then there's the main Madison side, or anything that's on the other side of Madison Avenue. So the students here have always been engaged in learning, always been respectful. Parents have always been supportive. Now, after school on the weekends, you make it some not so great things that take place in the town. I know we've had some burglaries, we've had some murders. A lot of them, some of the students that I've had the opportunity to teach. But nevertheless, I think the whole goal and the vision for the town has always been to be successful.
Okay, that's good. What can you tell us, like, what was different about the school area, like school? How was it different from now, like back then? How was it different?
Oh, my goodness. When I first started here, there were two elementary schools. There was Harris, of course, the kindergarten through third grade building. There was Blair, which was grades 4 and 5. There was the middle school, which was grades 6 through 8, and the high school 9 through 12. We also had the early childhood center and the student support program. So at the time, we probably had twice as many students because even though, the town has been small, we still had roughly maybe 1,200, 1,300, 1,400 students that we were educating. Now we have half that size. So around 2009 or 10 or so, I do believe, the mayor and the community decided to raise some apartments. And so they tore those down. So once they tore those down, those residents had to be relocated. So we lost students, and the board decided to combine the schools. So we closed Harris Elementary School and Blair Elementary School and put them into the junior high, and then brought the junior high down here to combine with high school. So the enrollment has gotten smaller. One other thing is, I don't know what has happened with our students, but they don't seem as driven and career focused as they were before. But of course, you know, we have the age of the cell phone, computers, Apple, Android, and so they're caught up in the whole social media frenzy, and I don't see them really valuing their education as much.
So you said you've been teaching for 19 years, right?
Here in Madison. I taught 12 years in East St. Louis. So this is my 31st year in education.
Okay. Was it difficult learning how to communicate with students and was it hard on you to be the principal of all of these kids and you play a big role? Was it hard?
No, I think initially when I first came, I didn't know the students. Having come from East St. Louis, that's my hometown. Matter of fact, I taught TJ's dad. But once I got to know them, they gained a level of respect for me. I think when I was hard on them, they understood that they came from an area of love. Even the parents supported me. So it hasn't been difficult for me at all. Not at all. I can't say that for everybody else, but it's been pretty cool for me.
Well, thank you, Ms. Fenoy. We are done here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank-